Oil markets are turbulent. Still, prices are high enough right now that oil companies are expanding their drilling operations here in the U.S. Of all the problems to have, though, companies are not getting as much oil out of the ground as they want because they can't find enough workers for their highly paid jobs. Inside Energy's Dan Boyce picks up the story from the side of a highway near oil country.
Standing on the shoulder of I-25 in eastern Wyoming, see a herd of pronghorn antelope running off that way. And on this side of the interstate, a billboard which reads, "Crude oil drivers wanted. Text crude to 865-337-8415. This is happening in oil fields from North Dakota down to Texas.
You'll see close to 200 frac crew jobs listed for North Dakota.
North Dakota Mineral Resources Director Lynn Helms at a press conference last month.
The rigs are out running the frac crews.
Companies rushing to get the oil out of the ground faster than they can fill the jobs. Cindy Sanford with Job Service North Dakota says, numbers-wise, there are about as many job openings in the Bakken oil field now as there were during the real boom times of 5 or so years ago.
One exception is that the skill set is higher now.
As in the skills employers require. Technology has improved on the rigs. And Sanford says, whereas a few years ago companies were in the drilling phase on many wells and needed more unskilled labor, now these wells are in the more technical stages of production, the actual fracking, using water and sand to crack underground rock formations to get the oil flowing.
Well, the frack crews, those positions, a lot of them require a CDL.
CDL, a commercial driver's license to drive semi-trucks. Jason Kroll is a recruiter for Brady Trucking, a company operating primarily in oil fields. He says there are worker shortages across his industry. The workforce is graying.
Retirements were up 33% last year.
And millennials don't seem as interested.
Regular middle-class Americans not encouraging our children to go into the trade.
This is important because a lot of these oil field jobs, they're more than just trucking stuff around. It also requires a lot of manual labor.
Some of the stuff is heavy and requires some dragging, lifting, climbing, pulling.
Kroll says they're going all out to bring in new blood, setting up at job fairs, touting the company's emphasis on wellness and quality of life. Still, that's planning for the future. Even if a new recruit trains and gets that coveted CDL,
they're not quite qualified to do the job.
The other thing with these frac crews, they generally require a couple years trucking experience for insurance reasons. So Kroll's company will send the newbies to other companies to do more traditional, simpler, and lower-paying trucking work until they get that experience. But the hours are long and away from family.
Oftentimes, these guys drop out of the market before they get to the prize, before they get to the 2 year mark or the qualified mark to get to the oil field.
If the new guys keep at it long enough to be eligible for these positions, it's not a bad payday. Kroll says average salary for his company's 40 or so open oil field jobs all over the West, about $80,000 a year. For Inside Energy, I'm Dan Boyce.